So beginning by establishing a comfortable posture, closing your eyes and taking a few deeper breaths. Bringing your awareness down into the belly and the body with the breath. And taking a moment to notice how you are right now. The overall flavour of your body, your heart and your mind. As best you can, meeting yourself with this attitude of kindness, of curiosity. And starting to tune into the body being a really helpful anchor in meditation for our experience. So feeling your feet on the ground, wriggling your toes if you need to, and then your legs, your bottom on the cushion or the chair. Taking a few moments to breathe into the whole of the lower half of the body and this contact with the chair or the ground. So this grounding in the body, in the contact with the floor, it's a great way of bringing our awareness into the body and the present moment. And then bringing our awareness to the trunk of the body, the back, behind, the chest and the belly in front. So having a sense of uprightness and openness through the body. And starting to also feel the sensations of the breath in the belly, in the chest, in the back even, and your shoulders, and also noticing your arms and your hands, checking your hands are supported. And taking a moment to notice your head and your face. The breath coming into the nose and down the throat. Noticing any tension or strain in the face. And not forcing relaxation. But awareness sometimes allows that relaxation to just happen naturally. So bringing your awareness over and over to your body and your breath in the mindfulness of breathing practice. So in the first stage of the practice, we follow the breath as it comes in and out of the body. The sensations of the breath in the body, the breathing in and breathing out. So we're not trying to control the breath or change the breath in any way. Simply following the breath as it comes in and out of the body. And to help us stay with the breath in that first stage, we drop in a count at the end of the out-breath. So we breathe in, we've breathed out, count one. The breath comes in, the breath goes out, count two. Following the breath in, following the breath out, count three. And we continue in this way all the way up to 10 and then back to 1 again. Following the breath as it comes in and out of the body. If it helps, you could place a hand on the belly or the chest to help you tune in with these sensations of breathing and the breath coming in and out of your body. So resting with the breath. Don't worry if you find that you're thinking about something and you've forgotten to follow the breath. This will happen over and over in meditation. And every time we find ourselves lost in thought, we just bring ourselves back over and over to the breath. The breath in the body. In the second stage of this practice, we continue to follow the breath, but we change where we place the counting. So this time we count one just before we breathe in, and we breathe out. We count two as we breathe in and we breathe out, and all the way to 10. And back to one again. So the main emphasis is on the breath in the body, and the counting is light, a bit like dropping a pebble into a pond. Sometimes I find it helpful to think about listening into the breath. So listening into the sensations of the breath. Not a literal sound, but a felt sound in the body. Following the breath. Like you'd follow the sound of a friend talking. Just listening. Listening to yourself, listening to your breath. And staying alive, interested, curious in your experience. So following the breath from the nose and the throat, the chest and the belly. Noticing if the breath is fast or slow, deep or shallow, smooth, rough, So not changing the breath, but just noticing how the breath is. And the breath will be different at different times. So in the third stage of the practice, we let go of any counting and we simply follow the whole breath as it moves in and out of the body. You could imagine following the breath, it's like sitting on a beach and following the waves as they come in and out of the shore. So we're not trying to control the waves, their speed, their size. We're just watching, following, listening, attentively noticing what's happening. And the same is with the breath. As best we can, we notice with kindness and curiosity how it is to follow the breath, to breathe, to be alive right now, moment by moment, breath by breath. Nowhere else to be, nothing else to do, nothing else to think about. Just the felt experience of the breath over and over. And what's happening now? Just noticing. And remembering every time we find ourselves thinking, thinking about the past, thinking about the future. We simply bring ourselves back to the body and the breath in this present moment. And this is a training. It's a training to gently, kindly bring ourselves back to the breath. So in this final stage of the mindfulness of breathing meditation, we focus our attention on the breath in a smaller area of the body. So if you can, focusing your awareness on the sensation of the breath as it comes in and out through the nose tip. So here we're looking for subtle sensations of the breath coming in and out of the body. You could also focus your awareness on your chest or your belly if this is easier for you. But choosing one area and sticking with it for this final stage. So for these last few minutes, we just focus our awareness on the breath as strongly as we can in this one place. And it's a soft, subtle attention, like a butterfly or a bee landing on a flower. And just for the last moments before we bring the practice to a close, just letting go of any effort that you're making and noticing how you are now at the end of the meditation.